Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Merchant's House Museum. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Episode exploring the Merchant's House Museum. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dig deep into the most intriguing corners of Wikipedia to uncover fascinating narratives. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're venturing into the world of history, architecture, and preservation, immersing ourselves in the captivating story of the Merchant's House Museum. Now, for those of you who've never heard of it, the Merchant's House Museum is located in the heart of Lower Manhattan, New York City. It holds a special place as a historical and architectural gem, transporting us back to the 19th century. But this isn't just a house. It's a time capsule of sorts, frozen in an era where America was a burgeoning new world of industry and culture. Let's frame our exploration with a key question. Why do places like the Merchant's House Museum matter? In an age where our cities are reshaping constantly, what value do these preserved spaces offer to our understanding of both history and ourselves? I invite you to ponder these questions as we delve deeper. Built in 1832, the Merchant's House was originally the home of Seabury Treadwell, a wealthy merchant dealing in hardware. For nearly 100 years, the Treadwell family occupied the house, meticulously preserving its architecture and original furnishings. It's rare in New York City to find a building that has remained almost entirely intact for such a duration with so little alteration. The house now stands as an excellent example of late Federal and Greek Revival architecture. Here's a fascinating tidbit. The Merchant's House Museum is the only family home in New York City from the 19th century that's preserved intact, inside and out. Everything from the elegantly carved moldings, the mid-century furniture, to the textiles and personal possessions speak volumes about life during that time, offering insights into the social and cultural norms of the era. How often do we get a window into the past, so authentically maintained? As we walk through the museum, each room tells its own story. Consider the formal Greek Revival parlor, designed for receiving guests and holding events. It whispers luxury and elegance, hinting at the social life of New York's elite during that period. Can you imagine the sense of occasion that must have accompanied each gathering? One particularly poignant aspect of the museum is its dedication to relaying the lived experiences of the household staff, the cooks, maids, and other workers who so often remain invisible in the pages of history. It reminds us to appreciate the multifaceted nature of historical preservation, highlighting stories beyond the opulent lifestyles of the wealthy. What truly sets the Merchant's House apart, though, is its story of preservation. Confronted with threats of demolition from urban development, the museum's survival is a testament to the dedication of New Yorkers who have long recognized the importance of safeguarding cultural heritage. They championed the protection of the house, leading to its designation as a New York City landmark in 1965, and subsequently, a National Historic Landmark. This crusade against erasure is a compelling narrative of activism and community spirit. It invites us to consider our role in shaping and preserving cultural heritage for future generations. I'd like to share an anecdote that encapsulates this spirit. In the late 1970s, when faced with the potential encroachment of a nearby construction project, passionate preservationists came together to protect the very brick and mortar of the museum. Their commitment ultimately led to a court battle, which they won, preventing irreparable damage. Such stories resonate deeply, don't they? It's about ordinary people defying the odds to hold on to something priceless and significant, the very fabric of history. As you listen to this tale of the past, think about the places in your own life worthy of preservation. Which buildings, memories, or traditions would you choose to safeguard for future generations? What stories are you living today that are worth silkscreening onto the tapestry of history? The Merchant's House Museum is not just a destination. It acts as a time machine, inviting those who enter to reflect on the layered stories that make up our present world. By maintaining such places, we honor not only architecture and aesthetics, but also the human narratives embedded in every corner of these historical spaces. Now, as we wrap up this episode, I encourage each of you to discover a bit of history near you, whether it's through visiting a local museum, reading an old diary, or simply walking through a historic district. There's so much waiting to be uncovered if we pause and look. In the spirit of discovery, I also urge you to visit the Merchant's House Museum, either virtually or physically. Step into the shoes of both the Treadwell family and the people who work tirelessly within those walls. Feel the echoes of laughter and whispers of the past with each creaky floorboard. And reflect on the stories worth carrying into the future. Thank you for joining me on this journey through time today on Wikipedia. Until next time, keep exploring and asking those thought-provoking questions. Because somewhere in between the lines of history, we often find a bit of ourselves.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Merchant's House Museum. Thanks for listening. See you next time.